It's Monday, August 18th, and this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is proudly sponsored by Ingram Micro, and you'll be able to see Ingram Micro at the upcoming CEDIA show in about a month. Be held in Denver this year, as it was last year, for those of you who aren't paying attention. CEDIA, you can check them out if you want to go to that show. It's the top AV show and the home AV show in the industry. You can check it out at CEDIA.net. But today I want to talk about some new products that were launched in the market over the last few days that I think are worth mentioning and draw your attention to them. And if you want more information on them, all you got to do is go to our website at ravepubs.com. Extron's MediaLink controllers have been around for a long time. In fact, Extron was the first company with a prepackaged, simple system for small rooms. And they've redesigned their wall plate controllers. And, of course, as you know, you can use your wall plate controllers both on a wall, on a desktop, and a podium. A lot of different ways you can use them. But they've redesigned them, and they look a lot better. The volume knob is larger. The buttons are more rounded, edged. A little bit more of a future look, future forward look to them. Check them out. In other product news, there's a new, I guess you'd call it sort of a smart board slash Mondo pad product that is sort of aimed at what Cisco launched at Infocom this year. In fact, we gave an award to the MX series from Cisco, which is their sort of collaboration interactive board technology. Well, Polycom and Crestron are both ganging up on, I guess you'd say, Cisco's product, and they're using the Sharp board product from Sharp Electronics. The idea behind this is that you use a product that everyone's familiar with, Sharp board product, which comes in different sizes, as you may know, 60, 70, 80 inch models. So you can have, there's a version from Polycom and there's a version from Crestron. They're not working together. There's two different versions of the product. Anyway, we have more details. If you don't like the way Cisco's integrating their stuff, you can use the Polycom version, use the Microsoft Link system, for example. So you can check that out at our website at ravepubs.com. And then lastly, FSR has launched a new matrix switcher. You guys all know FSR. They're one of those accessory manufacturers that's out there, glue companies that are out there. And they've built an 8x8 HDMI matrix switcher that it's not for 4K resolution stuff, but it's for all other HDMI applications. It is capable of routing 4K resolution, but it's not specifically designed for that. When it does 4K, it's doing the 30 hertz version of 4K, not 60 hertz version of 4K, but of course it will route it. Handles all different audio levels, 8x8, and it's got a really long part number. So check it all out on our website at ravepubs.com. This is Gary Kay. Thanks for listening, and have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.